This component, Health Management Information Systems, is a theory component specific to healthcare and public health applications. The topic for the third unit of this component is electronic health records. Unit 3 consists of two lectures, each followed by a discussion question. A two-page final paper is also required to complete this unit. This is Lecture 1. Lecture 1, Introduction to Electronic Health Records, defines an electronic medical record, or EMR, and an electronic health record, or EHR, and explains their similarities and differences. Identifies attributes and functions of an EHR. Discusses the issues surrounding EHR adoption and implementation, and describes the impact of EHRs on patient care. Lecture 2, External Influences, links EHRs to the Health Information Exchange, or HIE, and the Nationwide Health Information Network, NHIN, initiatives. Discusses how HIE and NHIN impact healthcare delivery and the practice of healthcare providers. Summarizes governmental efforts related to EHR systems, including meaningful use of interoperable health information technology in a qualified EHR. Describes the Institute of Medicine's vision of a healthcare system and its possible impact on health management information systems. And lists examples of the effects of development in bioinformatics on health information systems. Lecture 1 has four objectives. State the similarities and differences between an electronic medical record, EMR, and an electronic health record, EHR. Identify attributes and functions of an EHR. Describe the perspectives of healthcare providers and the public regarding acceptance of or issues with an EHR, which can serve as facilitators of or major barriers to its adoption. Explain how the use of an EHR can affect patient care safety, efficiency of care practices, and patient outcomes. As a way of introduction to electronic health records, let's first identify why a patient or medical record exists in the first place. According to Dr. Reiser, the purpose of a patient record is to recall observations, to inform others, to instruct students, to gain knowledge, to monitor performance, and to justify interventions. The medical record is a way of communicating between staff managing patient care. It also allows for an integrated view of patient care. It is also the legal business record for a healthcare provider, as the AHIMA EHIM workgroup on maintaining the legal EHR pointed out in the article update, Maintaining a Legally Sound Health Record, Paper and Electronic. In this same article, the RUP group states, it must be maintained in a manner that follows applicable regulations, accreditation standards, professional practice standards, and legal standards. Historically, patient records have been paper-based. However, more and more healthcare providers are moving away from paper-based to the adoption of an electronic form. There are two terms associated with the electronic form. They are electronic medical record, or EMR, and electronic health record, or EHR. The National Alliance for Health Information Technologies report, defining key health information technology terms, defines an EMR as an electronic record of health-related information on an individual that can be created, gathered, managed, and consulted by authorized clinicians and staff within one healthcare organization. This same report stated health-related information encompasses health, wellness, administrative data, and information derived from public health and scientific research. It includes past and present observations and facts documented in the provision of health care that may be related to preventing illness and promoting wellness, or that may be used in the process of informing consent. An electronic medical record is a record of medical care created, managed, and maintained by one healthcare organization. This does not mean a single physical location. There may be instances when information is shared among multiple facilities and still be within one EMR. For example, an electronic record used in a physician practice with several offices is still an EMR, when all sites are using the same proprietary data structure and architecture and the information is not moving outside the confines of the organization. EMRs are the electronic equivalent of an individual's legal medical record for use by providers and staff within one health care organization. The purpose of an EMR is to provide an electronic equivalent of an individual's legal medical record for use by providers and staff within one health care organization. The EMR is understood to meet specific business needs for care, reimbursement, and disclosure, follow regulation and rules promulgated by federal, state, and/or accrediting entities, and contain information as defined by the provider organization. The electronic medical record encapsulates a record of medical care provided in a single healthcare organization, that is, an intra-organizational medical record. The other term associated with electronic records is electronic health record, or EHR. The National Alliance for Health Information Technologies report, defining key health information technology terms, also provided a definition for electronic health record. Electronic health record is a record of health-related information on an individual that conforms to nationally recognized interoperability standards and that can be created, managed, and consulted by authorized clinicians and staff across more than one healthcare organization. Being a repository of individual health records that reside in numerous information systems and locations, EHRs are intended to support efficient, high-quality, integrated healthcare independent of the place and time of healthcare delivery. Consequently, EHRs are part of a health information technology infrastructure. The purpose of an EHR is to provide an electronic equivalent of an individual's health record for use by providers and staff across more than one healthcare organization. An EHR is inter-organizational, that is, two or more unrelated healthcare organizations contribute to the record, which become an aggregation of one record focused around a person's comprehensive health history rather than one being one provider's record. However, to arrive at this level of information aggregation, all contributors must be able to send and receive information using standards that facilitate the interoperable exchange of health-related information. An EHR is intended to support efficient, high-quality, integrated healthcare, independent of the place and time of healthcare delivery. It encapsulates an electronic equivalent of an individual's health record for use by providers and staff in multiple unrelated facilities. As the National Alliance for Health Information Technologies report explained, the principal difference between an EMR and an EHR is the ability to exchange information interoperably. An EMR aligns with the prevailing state of electronic records today, whether the record is branded an EMR or an EHR. However, the movement of the industry is towards electronic records that are capable of using nationally recognized interoperability standards, which is a key defining component of an EHR. Adding to NAHIT's principal difference, which is shown last in the table, three other comparisons illustrating similarities and differences between an EMR and an EHR are shown in the table. The first is an EMR is a record of medical care created, managed, and maintained by one healthcare organization, intra-organizational, while an EHR is a repository of individual health records that reside in numerous information systems and locations, inter-organizational. Second, an EMR is an integration of healthcare data from a participating collection of systems from one healthcare organization, in contrast to an EHR, which is an aggregation of health-related information into one record focused around a person's health history, that is, a comprehensive longitudinal record. Third in the list, an EMR is consulted by authorized clinicians and staff within one healthcare organization, counter to an EHR, which is consulted by authorized clinicians and staff across more than one healthcare organization. According to the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services fact sheet, electronic health records improve care by enabling functions that paper records cannot deliver. These include EHRs can make a patient's health information available when and where it is needed. It is not locked away in one office or another. EHRs can bring a patient's total health information together in one place and always be current. Clinicians need not worry about not knowing the drugs or treatments prescribed by another provider, so care is better coordinated. EHRs can support better follow-up information for patients. For example, after a clinic visit or hospital stay, instructions and information for patient can be effortlessly provided, and reminders for other follow-up care can be sent easily or even automatically to the patient. EHRs can improve patient and provider convenience. Patients can have their prescriptions ordered and even ready before they leave the provider's office, and insurance claims can be filed immediately from the provider's office. EHRs can link information with patient computers to point to additional resources. Patients can be more informed and involved as EHRs are used to help identify additional web resources. EHRs don't just contain or transmit information, they also compute with it. For example, a qualified EHR will not merely contain a record of a patient's medications or allergies, it will also automatically check for problems whenever a new medication is prescribed and alert the clinician to potential conflicts. EHRs can improve safety through their capacity to bring all of the patient's information together and automatically identify potential safety issues, providing decision support capability to assist clinicians. EHRs can deliver more information in more directions while reducing paperwork time for providers, for example. EHRs can be programmed for easy or automatic delivery of information that needs to be shared with public health agencies or quality measurement, saving the clinician time. EHRs can improve privacy and security with proper training and effective policies. Electronic records can be more secure than paper. EHRs can reduce costs through reduced paperwork, improved safety, reduced duplication of testing, and most of all, improved health through the delivery of more effective health care. Thus, an electronic health record is not an electronic version of a paper record. An electronic health record has additional attributes or properties that a paper record does not. In 2003, the Healthcare Information and Management Systems Society, or HIMSS, described 8 attributes of an electronic health record in their report, HIMSS, Electronic Health Record Definitional Model, version 1.0. The first two attributes, as stated in the HIMSS report, are the EHR provides secure, reliable, real-time access to patient record information where and when it is needed to support care, and 2, captures and manages episodic and longitudinal electronic health record information. The next two attributes from the HIMSS report are the EHR functions as clinician's primary information resource during the provision of patient care, and 2, assists with the work of planning and delivering evidence-based care to individual and groups of patients. Additional attributes include the EHR supports continuous quality improvement, utilization review, risk management, and performance monitoring. It also captures the patient health-related information needed for reimbursement. The two final attributes described in the HIMSS report are the EHR provides longitudinal, appropriately masked information to support clinical research, public health reporting, and population initiatives, and it also supports clinical trials. In addition to the HIMSS report, Health Level 7 International, or HL7, published an EHR system functional model. According to HL7's website, Health Level 7 International, or HL7, is an ANSI-accredited standards development organization dedicated to providing a comprehensive framework and related standards for the exchange, integration, sharing, and retrieval of electronic health information that supports clinical practice and the management, delivery, and evaluation of health services. The HL7 EHR system functional model is a model that will enable the development of EHRs based on one set of functional requirements. The model contains 3 sections. They are direct care functions, supportive functions, and information infrastructure functions. According to the HL7 model, direct care functions are functions employed in the provision of care to individual patients. Direct care functions are the set of functions that enable delivery and health care or offer clinical decision support. Subsets of direct care functions include care management, clinical decision support, and operations management and communication. Some examples of the subset care management are the capability to identify and maintain a patient record, manage patient demographics, and manage problem lists. For the subset clinical decision support, examples of this functionality include support for standard care plans, guidelines and protocols, support for medication and immunization administration, and orders, referrals, results, and care management. Examples for the subset operation management and communication are clinical workforce tasking, support clinical communication, and support for provider pharmacy communication. According to the HL7 model, supportive functions are functions that support the delivery and optimization of care, but generally do not impact the direct care of an individual patient. These functions assist with the administrative and financial requirements associated with the delivery of health care, provide support for medical research and public health, and improve the global quality of health care. The HL7 model describes the information infrastructure functions as functions that define the heuristics of a system necessary for reliable, secure, and interoperable computing. These functions are not involved in the provision of healthcare, but are necessary to ensure that the information system provides safeguards for patient safety, privacy, and information security, as well as operational efficiencies and minimal standards for interoperability. The functions for this section include security, health record information and management, registry and direct services, standard terminologies and terminology services, standards-based interoperability, business rules management, and workflow management. With more and more healthcare providers moving away from paper-based to adoption of electronic medical record with the ultimate goal of implementing an electronic health record, it stands to reason a question one might ask is, why aren't we there yet? To answer that question, the perspectives of healthcare providers and the public regarding acceptance of or issues with an EHR will be explored. First, from the standpoint of the provider, EHR acceptance is on the rise throughout the healthcare community as more and more research supports the benefits far outweigh the costs. Regarding costs to implement, monetary incentives have been put in place by the federal government to stimulate EHR adoption. Momentum for widespread adoption and implementation has picked up since the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act, or ARRA, was signed into law February 2009. ARRA provides many different stimulus opportunities, one of which is $19.2 billion for health IT. The Health Information Technology for Economic and Clinical Health, often referred to as HITECH, is a provision of the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act. The funding is expected to assist providers and states in adopting and utilizing health IT in order to achieve widespread adoption of health IT and enable electronic exchange of health information. Providers have also begun to accept EHRs since the establishment of the Certification Commission for Health Information Technology, or CCHIT. CCHIT has been certifying electronic health records since 2006. With certification, a certain comfort level exists with regards that the EHR purchased and implemented will have longevity and meet specific requirements. Additional certifying organizations are expected to be named by the Office of the National Coordinator. Additional information on governmental regulation of EHRs, such as meaningful use of interoperable health information technology and a qualified EHR, are discussed in Lecture 2. As cited in a Radiological Society of North America paper titled IHE Moves EHR Goals Forward, the public has mixed feelings about EHRs. A National Health Interactive survey found that 45% of adults believe that the tools to track and maintain their own personal medical information with an EHR system is very important, but they worry that the computerization could increase rather than decrease medical errors and that federal health privacy rules will be reduced in the name of efficiency. A more recent Harris Interactive study poll conducted online from June 8 through 10, 2010 among 2,035 U.S. adults showed little change from 2009 to 2010 with regards to adults' attitudes of electronic medical records. Even with acceptance on the rise, barriers still exist. An editorial, Stimulating the Adoption of Health Information Technology by Dr. Blumenthal, published April 9, 2009 in the New England Journal of Medicine, described barriers to adoption as their substantial cost, the perceived lack of financial return from investing in them, the technical and logistic challenges involved in installing, maintaining, and updating them, and consumers and physician concerns about the privacy and security of electronic health information. Each one has its own complexities. For example, logistical challenges would include resource issues, training and retraining, resistance by potential users, and development of new workflow processes. The possibility of poor clinical system performance would impact provider productivity and also become a significant barrier to adoption. Even though perceived or bona fide barriers do exist, benefits to adopting and implementing EHRs are surfacing. With respect to having an effect on patient care safety, they include reducing the need to repeat tests, reducing the number of lost reports, and supporting provider decision-making. EHRs also have an effect on efficiency by improving accessibility of patient information that, for example, being able to access reports anywhere, anytime, allowing for better data capture at the point of care, for example, capturing data at the point of care with the use of a standard terminology for data reuse, integrating data from multiple internal and external sources, for example, improving charge capture, and facilitating coordination of health care delivery, for example, no need to retrieve and copy paper charts. The final effect EHR adoption and implementation is on patient outcomes. An EHR has the potential to improve the quality of patient care and help providers practice better medicine. Being a repository of individual health records that resides in numerous information systems and locations, EHRs are intended to support efficient, high-quality, integrated healthcare, independent of the place and time of healthcare delivery. An EHR has the capability to provide seamless exchange of information among providers. This concludes Lecture 1. Lecture 2, External Influences, will address the connection of EHRs to the Health Information Exchange, or HIE, and the Nationwide Health Information Network, NHIN, initiatives, discuss how HIE and NHIN impact healthcare delivery and the practice of healthcare providers, describe the Institute of Medicine's vision of a healthcare system and its possible impact on healthcare management information systems, list examples of the effects of developments in bioinformatics on health information systems, and summarize the governmental efforts related to EHR systems, including meaningful use of interoperable health information technology and a qualified EHR.